USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. China says it's the USA that's been flying balloons over China more than 10 times in recent months. The White House response?
Not true. Not doing it. Just absolutely not true.
Spokesman John Kirby says the three objects shot down over the weekend are much smaller and were flying much lower than the spy balloon shot down more than a week ago. As for what those new objects could be...
There are corporate entities that operate these kinds of things. There are academic research institutions that do this sort of thing. We just don't know. But as soon as we can find out, we can get the debris and we can find out... We'll absolutely share what we can.
The World Bank says it's going to take billions of dollars to rebuild the parts of Turkey and Syria that were destroyed by last week's earthquakes and aftershocks. It's already pledged nearly $2 billion for Turkey and is trying to come up with aid for Syria. The death toll now tops 35,000. A warning to Americans living in Russia, get out as quickly as possible. The State Department's also warning Americans intending to travel to Russia to rethink those plans. The level 4 warning comes 11 days before the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. A judge in Atlanta says he'll release on Thursday parts of a report from a grand jury that investigated allegations of attempts to tamper with Georgia's 2020 election vote count. The DA had wanted to keep it private for now. Brace yourself for more interest rate hikes this year. Fed Governor Michelle Bowman says there's more to be done to bring down inflation. The Fed has raised rates 8 times in the past 11 months. Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes says his Chiefs are far from done.
It's been an amazing run these last 5-6 years, and let's keep it rolling.
At today's post-game news conference, Mahomes said he's looking forward to Wednesday's victory parade in Kansas City. First, he and teammates are off to a parade this afternoon, that one at Disneyland. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Another round of accusations around Florida and its ban on a nationally used advanced placement African American history course. The College Board, which wrote the course, says Florida is slandering the lessons for political gain. The board said it had already planned changes to the course, but not because of any demands that Florida made. Federal auditors have wrapped up a look at how much the USA lost to people defrauding Uncle Sam's COVID programs.
A new report by the Government Accounting Office estimates that the total fraud in the 4 federal COVID relief programs administered by the Labor Department was over $60 billion, and perhaps much higher. Representative James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, said the pandemic spending will go down in history as the biggest theft of American tax dollars ever. I'm Lance Pry.
It's not the billion or so we've seen in the past, but the Powerball lottery is starting to get up there once again. Tonight's prize is worth about $45 million. Then tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot will top $67 million. If you can't win the big lottos, there are always the smaller lottos and, of course, those scratch-off tickets many states sell. Some thieves in Southern California decided to up their odds. Ventura County deputies say some thieves stole not the scratcher tickets, but the entire vending machine holding them. Deputies later found the machine with most of the tickets gone. So far, no arrests. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.